SBS says it'll be forced to cut programming after legislation to increase the number of ads it can screen failed to pass the Senate. In last year's federal budget, SBS's funding was cut by more than $50 million. The network had hoped to offset that shortfall by increasing advertising in primetime programming, but last week that legislation failed. David Knox, our TV critic, joins us now. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
So SBS wanted to increase their funding by allowed to be increasing their advertising. How many minutes of ads were they trying to get screened?
Well, SBS has a cap on 1 hour of advertising per day, and that's spread across the day. But what they were looking to do was to shift all of it into prime time, which would move it from what's currently 5 minutes an hour to 10 minutes an hour, and that would have allowed them to have increased their revenue to make up the shortfall that's happening for them.
And there was a big outcry from this. The commercial networks didn't like the idea. I think they saw their advertising budget being gobbled up, and that Labor and the Greens didn't like it too. Is it for the same reason?
Well, look, certainly a lot of politics has been at play here. The commercial networks, as you mentioned, lobbied hard to the politicians not to allow more ads because it would have eaten into their own advertising pie. And I know you've spoken with Harold Mitchell from Free TV over the various media reform issues that they're looking at. Labor and the Greens rejected it, effectively threw it back to the Liberals by reminding Tony Abbott that you promised no cuts to our public broadcasters. But, of course, that leaves the problem as this political football with nobody providing any real solution to, I believe it's a $28.5 million over 4 years that SBS is now looking at.
Well, no, someone has a solution. A group called Save Our SBS, they didn't want to see more ads, so they didn't want to save it that way. But they're calling for SBS to save the money by removing itself from the Foxtel service. SBS pays to be available for Foxtel subscribers. But wouldn't that be shooting yourself in the foot?
Well, this is the worst idea I've heard so far, Fran. They're claiming that $5 million a year could be saved by SBS pulling out of Foxtel and not having to pay what's called the carriage fee to Foxtel. Now, I don't know anybody who has Foxtel who then willingly leaves that platform to go and watch free-to-air through their aerial on the roof. So you would effectively be risk-excluding yourself from up to 30% of homes. And SBS has since told me that that $5 million figure is wrong. It's actually less than half that.
I wonder if SBS knows how many people watch SBS on Foxtel.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they know how many are watching through the Foxtel platform, but we know that Foxtel is in you're looking at around about a third of Australian homes have Foxtel.
So SBS's position, where do they think they can find the cash? Cut programs.
Well, it's really difficult. So they've said that they're now looking at what programming they will have to cut, what jobs will we have to possibly be axed. And, you know, I think while we're all talking a lot about a Q&A in the last week, I think this has kind of slipped under the radar until we hear, well, suddenly it could mean no more World Cup on SBS. It could mean, I don't know, what happens to Eurovision? What happens to shows like Who Do You Think You Are or Rock Quiz? I think until we hear how it translates into real terms, that's when it's going to get a lot more attention.
All right. Well, while it's still with us, let's have your picks for the week. Are any of them on SBS?
Yes, one is Tour de France kicks off on Saturday night on SBS 10 o'clock. My tip for this would be don't watch it on SBS 1, watch it on SBS HD. You get that all those wonderful pictures with that armchair travel and sports. Tonight we have When Attenborough Met Obama, this wonderful exchange between... Yeah, it's great. David Attenborough... on his 89th birthday, discusses climate change. They're talking about the Great Barrier Reef quickly in that 1-8 o'clock tonight on ABC. The second part of Blood and Thunder, The Sounds of Alberts on Thursday night ABC will be Aka Daka, Angels, John Paul Young and Rose Tattoo. And we have a new mystery series on ABC Friday night, Arthur and George, a three-part series with Martin Clune starring as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, looking to champion a miscarriage of justice. So that's 8:30 on Friday night, Fran.
That is quite a variety. Thank you for taking us through that particular part of the program, Guy. David, thank you. Talk to you again
next
week.
Thanks, Fran.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au is his blog if you want to know more about his TV tips and insights.